Yes. This month is the first one in probably almost 2 years that we did not receive, this is by request of the CFO, the different program measures that cover some of the departments that you are in charge of. It has to do a little bit with the superintendent's strategic plan that's part of his budget and sort of different kinds of program measures that each of the departments would have, goals on what they wanted to accomplish and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's been very uneven. Both the Inspector General and the IU in the past have said that the different program measures sometimes were good for tracking on a monthly basis, sometimes they weren't, sometimes they told the story, sometimes they didn't tell the story. And one of the things that I think the committee would probably like to see in the future and would be program measures that are more reflective of sort of what's important for each of these different departments, divisions, and bureaus, so that the committee can look at them either on a monthly or on a quarterly basis to see what kind of progress is actually being made on sort of ongoing activities and on special projects. If it's a particular implementation of a computer system like ISIS, that we have a clear picture on whether or not it's mm-hmm. being done on time and within budget, so that we can have a better handle on what's going on. And the second point that I'd like to make is that the program measures, at least I was personally never very comfortable on how they apply to schools. And I think one of the things that probably the board would like to know is how do some of these activities that you do, how are they succeeding in the classrooms or at individual schools? What's the amount of computers, the number of computers per classroom? You know, how is that changing over the year? Or how is it changing mm-hmm. over a multi-year period? There's a number of things that the stories that need to be told, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, but it basically ends up in better policy from the board if they have a better idea of what the important things are, how they're really affecting the classroom, so that they can take a very careful look and react sort of more timely than waiting for the end of the year to occur and say, well, gee, the customer support, when computers go down in the classroom, it's now taking much too long. If we had more of a monthly thing on how successful we were on responding to software issues or hardware issues, we would know whether or not, you know, what's going on, whether the right number of people are being deployed or whether the system works or not. So I know today we got an overview of all the different things that you do. I think in the future it would be nice to have sort of program measures that sort of reflect what's really important and tell the story.
For each one of the units that report to me, there are a series of performance expectations that have been developed, and more frankly, we're thrashing them through right now. And they involve a number of elements to that. Segregating out projects, for instance, in ITD, you have a separate set of requirements for a project. It has to go to budget schedule, particular scope development. There's level of service expectations. There's understandings about how they run their business, how they focus on their clients, on their primary needs, and segregate it. And frankly, that is going to flush out a lot of weaknesses on here. So that's a discussion that, yes, we'll look forward to bringing up. I'll cheerfully share what the expectations are for the units as well as for the department heads and why we're getting them focused in certain areas. Keeping them aligned, certainly, with the strategic instruction plan is paramount. Two big elements impacting us being the addition of more schools and what kind of schools. You know, what kind of high schools are going to open will have a profound impact on us. We have to change everything from accounting systems to HR recruitment and so on. So yes, we'll look forward to that dialogue.